Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who is the one lawgiver. I'm going to read to you from James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, where we read this. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Now, in the previous passage, James told us to humble ourselves before God. Then he continued, do not speak evil of one another. Humbling ourselves and getting right with God must result in our getting right with other people. When we're right with other people, it will show in the way that we talk about them. So we must not speak evil of one another and not judge our brother. William Barclay noted that the words speak evil translate the ancient Greek word katalia. Katalia, he says, is the sin of those who meet in corners and gather in little groups and pass on confidential information which destroy the good name of those who are not there to defend themselves. That's a powerful picture. But the one who speaks evil of a brother really judges his brother. This sin is wrong for two reasons. First, it breaks the royal law that we should love one another. Second, it takes a right of judgment that only God has. James carried the point even further. He said this, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. When we judge our brother, we put ourselves in the same place as the law, in effect, judging the law. This is something that we have no authority to do because there's one lawgiver. So, who are you to judge another? Think about that statement that James said. Who are you to judge another? This is an extension of the same humility that James wrote about in this chapter. When we have proper humility before God, it just isn't within us to arrogantly judge our brother. When we realize who we are and who God is, it's easy to leave the judging to Him. That is proper humility. The right kind of humility will find it easy to speak well of others. Friends, we need to come before the Lord and ask Him to work these things in us. Our tendency is always towards pride and not humility. But with the working of the humble Savior within us, we can stand for what's good and what's righteous, but we can do it in a way that honors our Savior. Hey, let's dedicate ourselves to doing that and follow after Jesus today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.